Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of the Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor and senior citizens pastor at Brookside. And with me this week is Brother Dick Riddell. And Dick, you were sharing with us last time how that you sat down with the HR director and your boss and another individual and found out they were going to eliminate your job. And there was probably a pit in your stomach when you heard those words, because I think you said you were 63 years old. Now, you went home, and obviously you told your wife, but tell me now, what practically can you do when you've lost a job? What would you say you ought to start doing the very next day?
Well, I would tell people, even before you lose a job, to have a me folder. And in that folder, you want to keep a record of all the things that you get complimented on, whether they're from work or outside of work. But things happen in life that you get affirmed for. And we spend so much time keeping a job. Our effort is towards keeping a job. And occasionally, we spend time in our life looking for a job. So that's a totally different skill set. And
right.
One of the first things I would encourage people to do is, while you have a job, is to be thinking about that possible time when you might not have a job. The very best time to get a job is when you have one. But that isn't everybody's case, and it doesn't have to be. But while you're employed, start a folder of things that are validating of strengths and things that you do and do well, or that you may want to do. Because there's no assurance for a lot of people that the career track that you're in is going to be the career track that you're going to have the rest of your life. The world is constantly changing. And when we moved to Milwaukee some 30 year or so years ago, we were just finishing a very industrial time for Milwaukee, and it's become quite a service-based economy. And there is still some manufacturing, but it is not as pervasive as it is. And a lot of people that I have helped and coached and encouraged came out of a manufacturing era. And and in this last economic downturn, there's been a lot of retail people that have been the victim of business not being well and employers having to do what they have to do. So first thing is, while you're working or if you're unemployed, spend some time putting together a list of things that you do well. If you haven't done that, one of the things to do is to have conversations with people in your life, your wife, your family, your employer. If you have performance appraisals, that's part of some business organization's process. They probably say things you did well, and there may be things you need to do that they've encouraged you to do better on. You want to lift those things that you do well and see if you can come up with a job where that represents a part of what you do. Once you have that and you are for sure looking for work, start networking. You have a folder of things that are affirming that you do well or want to do well, and you need to start telling people about that. What organizations use these three skills? And you may not know, but I mentioned the Workforce Development Center. They have tools that can help people put together skill sets with organizations or types of organizations that use those skills. And there are assessments that will tell you that. There's also some government work that indicates where they believe business is trending, what kinds of categories of jobs are going to have a bright future.
So maybe where you need to get ahead of the boat, so to speak, and get some training, get some education, some expertise to be able to be a part of that.
That's right. So you're going to start looking and putting together, where might I go with the skill set that I have or that I can get that seems reasonable to do that. Another thing that people should think about is a resume. A resume is that tool that's actually you when you're not there.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it.
It represents you. So there's a couple of areas there, and the Workforce Development Center, Crossroads Career, there are people and organizations that can help you build a good resume. But some of the things that need to be on that resume are a summary of your job, things that you've been doing in the past that would be categorically what you've done. And once you've got that, there's typically a chronological list of the jobs and the tasks that you've had. Where people leave that they need to go beyond is they list that as items in a job description, tasks and duties, I call it. But in fact, what you need to have on there are the accomplishments that you've done in those jobs. Think about them maybe as CAR stories, C-A-R. That's an acronym that stands for what were the challenges, what action did you take, and what were the results? And you can tell those stories, but in addition to that, you can also write those out. And what you do is list the challenges or the results, and then when you get a chance to talk about them, you can talk about the challenges that there were and the actions that you took. So with that, you have a resume that lists a summary of what you're looking for, your primary or your major skills, and then your career track where you've been. Once you have that, you don't put all your references on your resume because it's not time to do that. But you would put your academic qualifications, whatever they are. I always say if you have a GPA of 3 point or better to list that. And that's pretty much what you want to have on your resume.
Okay.
So a catchy summary of your experience of what you've done. Some people would say, well, what about putting what you'd like to find? That's not it. You decide what you'd like to find, and you send that resume to those people. You don't want to take up time what you'd like because that may preclude you from being considered for other jobs.
Oh, sure. I see.
So you've got your qualifications, a summary of your areas of excellence, I call them.
Right,
so get people. In fact, that's a good term to use. So you have those, maybe four, no more than 10 of them. Then your job history with what your accomplishments were in the jobs that you've had using that CAR acronym, talking about the results. And then when you get to the interview stage, that's when you talk about the challenge and what you did.
Okay.
It's a natural, it's a wonderful way to lead people into what you do well.
Right.
And that's what's going to attract them. Then your academic qualifications. And the organizations that I've talked about can help you build that resume. And that's an 8.5 by 11 standard letter
size. Just one page.
Well, the general rule is if you're employed 5 or less years, one page, 5 or more years, 2 pages, and never 3 pages unless you're an engineer or a technology person and you need more pages just to list the certifications
I see.
You have.
Right.
Because if it's a great job in today's market, there may be 100 or more resumes that come in. And I don't know whether you realize it, but the average resume, the first time somebody looks at it, is probably less than 20 seconds. Less than 20 seconds. So it's got to be catchy. It really has to have that appeal so that it goes into the let's look at this further
exactly,
pile.
The right pile.
The right pile. Because the other one, it's not a circular file or pile.
Right.
Employers are required to keep applications for a year. In addition to the standard resume, I always suggest that people have a business card resume with the front of it having your contact information and the job that you're seeking, and the back of it, the upper half of that business card, has your key traits or key qualities, your areas of excellence.
Right.
The bottom half is blank because you want people to have a place to write something down as they think about you. So with those two tools, you are ready to start getting the word out.
Now, could you use that business card resume and handing it out to all the people in your network?
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, Pastor Greg, how many people do you know that carry a stack of friends' resumes in their hip pocket or in their suit coat?
None.
But how many people do you know, including yourself, where you've got somebody else's business card that you carry around?
Right. Yeah.
It's the way things are done these days. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty useful tool. Once you have those tools, I encourage you to start the networking process. And that's different than what a lot of people do. I really need to say strongly that too many people spend way too much time in front of a computer screen looking at the job search boards like Monster or Career Builders or Milwaukee Jobs in our market. And I don't know of anybody that got employed from a job bank. You have to go source them. The real weight of your time ought to be spent in the networking, finding people on the kind of a job that you're looking for that either work in that organization or know people that work in that organization.
Right, right.
One of the things that I found that really is helpful is to stay current with publications like the Business Journal or the newspaper to find out who is hiring, who is laying off. And in the Business Journal, they will list people that have taken on new positions. Well, they always come from someplace. So one of the places I always encourage people to look is call that person, congratulate them on getting their job. And by the way, where did you work before you got this job?
Right.
And then target.
Because you know there's an opening there.
Got to be.
Exactly.
Or there was, or there's somebody that's new that might not work out.
Right.
In any case, you start looking for opportunities. There's a great book that I would encourage if you're looking for work. It's called What Color is Your Parachute? Hmm. It's an interesting book in that it's published every year. So it's updated every year with latest tools and techniques that are good for people that are looking for work. Public libraries have it if you don't want to buy your own copy, or you can get them pretty reasonable older years at Half Price Books or the library. So some tools for us or individuals that are looking to have as sources. So once you have that, I'd also visit the Workforce Development Center and make sure that here's what I've done so far and be open. What suggestions do you have that can help me to connect with the kind of job that I have or other opportunities? Because that's their job. Their job is to help people get off unemployment and back into the workforce.
And basically what you're talking about is having a learner's spirit. And just constantly saying, okay, Lord, you've allowed this to happen. Now, what do you want to teach me? How can I become better through this and not bitter? And as I do that, allow other people to be used by the Lord to encourage my heart and help me find the next step that God has for me. And I trust that this session today has been a blessing and a help to you. And maybe you might even know someone that might need to listen to this broadcast on the web. And we trust that it'll be a blessing and a help to you and your family. Till the next time, we trust that God will bless you in a tremendous way.